Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Shibago is here. Kristen is back. She is the author of Roadmap to Revenue. She is the founder of Shibago Partners, a digital marketing management firm. She's the first woman to sell machine shop tools in the U.S., and they asked her over and over again, how do you do this successfully without getting any grease under your fingernails? It was amazing. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you back. She did all that and made it look good, too. Hey, Kristen, I'm glad you're here. And one of the things that you and I have in common is we've both been tracking cybercrime for a long time. You've done it in your consulting practice. I've done it here on the show. I've been talking about cybercrime since way back when it was just a simple, some kid was in his basement hacking people just for fun. Whatever they put on your computer was just annoying, and it was their way of messing with people. And you know, they went on to become billionaire tech gurus, but now it's serious global cybercrime to the level that is actually a GDP-type revenue for countries, certain countries around the world, and they're coming after small businesses today, aren't they?
Yes, they are, more than ever. You're never too small to be attacked now.
Yeah, and they've always had the shotgun approach, meaning send out 10 million. Queries by email usually overnight to see how many hit, but they don't care who it hits, and they don't know who it hits, and they may not even know who sent them the money. It's so shotgun because it's not that much. But then there are the targeted ones where there's a specific reason they're coming after you, which they do after some small businesses, even though they're not very big, don't they?
Yeah, and the biggest problem right now is ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened is it's become an industry. So there are dark web, there's the dark web. And on the dark web, you can actually buy ransomware kits that give you everything you need. It's like a whole software application program kind of thing. And you can say, okay, this is how I do it. These are the methods.
These are people training the criminals. They're training the cyber criminals.
Correct.
Folks.
Correct. Now, there's some really serious stuff going on in here in the sense that they can dwell in your network for something like 200 days without you even knowing that they're there. And all it takes is one phishing email, phishing. And they've got malicious code. They figure out where all your assets are and how much money you have and all of that. And then they encrypt all of your data across your whole system, and you get that terrible ransomware warning screen, and then they demand ransom in the form of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. But there's some very serious statistics, like ransomware is up 715%.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular reason why? Is COVID, is the coronavirus lockdown a big contributor? Do we know any reasons why it's up so much?
Well, yeah, definitely what you just said. I mean, people are no longer, as we were talking about earlier, behind the firewall, so to speak. And so they're more vulnerable, and people tend to use their home computer and their business computer. You know, they do the same kinds of things. They do business on their computer, and then they shop at night or something. So they're leaving things open.
Or the children.
I think
they went home and used the family computer to do work, because a whole lot of people who formerly worked from offices worked on workstations connected to the network, and the company sent you home, but they didn't send you home with a laptop. So you connected with your family unit, your family computer, which may have already been infected. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. But I think the biggest, just personally, I think the biggest shift has been it's easier than ever. So because you can buy these kits or, you know, get involved mm-hmm. without a lot of reinventing the wheel, you know, I mean, there's a whole business based on this. I think it's easier than ever for people
and
to do it.
And they've gotten better at it, too.
I mean, They talk to each other.
Two quick stories. I talked to a man who is one of the top guys in one of the top cybersecurity companies. He said they were so good, they made me click on one.
Mm.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
And I got another confession. I did it too. But the good news is, it was like, oh, here's an email from Kristen. And it actually could have been just exactly like yours because they know you and I work together because they're – anyway, but my point is at least when I did it and when that guy did it, we had the technology in our systems to say, hey, don't do this. This is bad. And it stopped.
Well, clicking on an email link, no matter who it's from, is a mistake.
Yeah.
You can go to the site and, you know, legitimately log in. Just don't do it. Just don't click. And you have to train your people about this too.
That's right.
Because these guys, if they're in your network, they've done things where they pretend that they take over the CEO's email without the CEO knowing it and send emails out to their customers saying, oh, don't pay this bank anymore. We've changed the way we get paid now. Pay us this way when you pay that next invoice. So they can actually impersonate the leader of a company. And when you get an email from the leader of the company, you think, oh, well, this is legit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one company lost $700,000 before they even knew somebody was doing that.
And most companies can't handle that kind of money.
Because somebody finally said, you know, this is kind of weird.
And you've got research that shows that over half of people who get ransomware hacked go out of business pretty soon. We're gonna take a quick break, Kristen. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how people who think, well, they're not going to bother me. I don't have that much money. Why would they waste their time? But then you have to say to yourself, well, okay, wait a minute. I have customers that I talk to every day. Maybe they even come on my website, my platform to check inventory, things like that. I have upstream connections that the bad guys might like to get to through me. If that's the case, you got to watch out for this. And we'll talk about it with Kristen Givago right after the break. Her book is called Roadmap to Revenue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.